My name is Pedram. I was born in 1976 in Tehran, Iran, and I came here 7 August 2013.
Tell me why you had to leave Iran.
I had a big company about printing. Always my government pushed me, why you publish this book, this leaflet. I had one book about history of Iran. I attend to the protest in Iran. Government arrested to me. I've been in prison 2 months and tortured me. Very close to election in Iran 2013, I published a leaflet against the government and I escaped from Iran.
And you've escaped, but you do have a family, don't you?
My wife, Tannas, and my daughter, Zosha, 7 years old. In Iran, they cannot come back to my house because police know everything about me. They are hidden.
And how did you get to the UK? How did you get out of Iran and to here?
More than 2 months.
It was a journey, it was longer than 2 months.
Yes, I didn't know where I am. Police tell me you are in England and you are safe.
By boat, by plane, by lorry?
By lorry. Change 4 lorry.
So you were on 4 different lorries from Iran to here?
Yes.
Were you hiding in them?
Yes, hiding. Some people helped me.
And when you got off the lorry here, you didn't even know which country you were in?
No.
So on the 2 month journey, were you hungry? Were you poorly? Were you sick? Were you ill?
Yes, of course. I had not enough food, water, enough sleep. 2 days. 3 days in lorry. You have not enough things for eating. Only you're thinking about escape.
So you've actually written to your local MP, Labour's Joan Whalley. You've been given a deadline of the end of March next year. They're trying to deal with your case.
If take a time more than 6 months, I've got too much problem about mental and something.
Depression?
Depression, yes. Sometimes I use tablets, thinking about prison. All of in my mind is bring my wife here.
What is it about the UK that's so appealing for people in Calais, trying to get onto lorries, onto ferries to get across?
UK government help them and give to them freedom.
So the UK is freedom for people?
Yes, of course, yes.